But they do seem like they are going to line up for a punt this time.
And the Pampin, or Mortensen, is also the punter. It's a high booming kick, comes into midfield, brought into the 49-yard line by Bowerman inside Central Lake territory. Across the 40 to the 35, one man to beat at the 30, and finally brought down by Mortensen himself. It's a beautiful 20-yard return for Bowerman, and Deckerville with a short field work with it, the Central Lake 30-yard line. They trail 14-8.
Well, there's more than one man to beat. The official, he had to beat him too, and that gave actually just enough time for Mortensen to make the tackle, but a great play there by Bowerman. It's in open space. You can see how good he really is, and he finds an opening and cuts back to the middle of the field. And maybe, you know what? There, Deckerville's going to start at the 30-yard line of Central Lake. Maybe they should have gone for it.
We're going to take a short break. When we return, Deckerville will have a first and 10 from the Central Lake 30-yard line with 7:22 left in the second quarter. It's 14-8. Central Lake leads Deckerville in the eight-player state championship. From Marquette, Michigan on the WLAW Sports Network.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Money. Were you bitten by a bug? Don't scratch it. Bad reaction to your new brand of laundry detergent? Don't scratch it. Have a healing scab that's driving you crazy? Don't scratch it. Checking out the new Scratch and Save card at Thumb Cellular? Then scratch away, baby. Now, if you haven't heard about it, let Dr. Money fill you in on the details. This holiday season, stop by any office of Thumb Cellular. When you purchase a new phone, you get a Scratch and Save card. Scratch off to reveal one of three great offers. $50 off any smartphone, $10 off monthly service for 6 months, or $50 off any accessories. Save buku bucks with the Scratch and Save card, and that's on top of already huge discounts on all smartphones, 50 bonus gigs of data when you sign up now through the end of the year, and new special pricing on cell phone insurance. So the choice is crystal clear this holiday season. Take advantage of the deals at Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe Carroll Pigeon and Sandusky. Take it from me, Dr. Money, the only doctor that treats your wallet. Terms of service apply.
Points. Despite trailing by 6 points, the Deckerville Eagles have sudden momentum on their side as they start this drive at the Central Lake 30-yard line after a punt. After Central Lake was forced to punt from their own 20-yard line, Bowerman brought it to the 50-yard line, gets a 20-yard return down to the 30-yard line as it's 14-8 Central Lake Deckerville on their fourth drive of the day.
Deckerville going left to right across to your radio. Going to start this drive in Central Lake territory at the 30-yard line. By far the best field position of the game. Got to take advantage of your Deckerville, and they're taking advantage of this media timeout. Catch their breath and get the play call down. But I still believe even with short field, they're going to show run, but you're going to see some play action here sooner rather than later.
Deckerville coming up to the line of scrimmage. 7:22 left in the first half. And it's going to be kind of under center. I formation at the 30-yard line. Not working out the right hash. Handoff to Bowerman. Has room to run at the 25, at the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Cuts back inside. Dragging his defender across the 5 and finally brought down. They're going to mark him down to the 4-yard line. A 26-yard run for Kenton Bowerman. Finally brought down by number 34, Skyler Spangler, out of the secondary. And it's first and goal for the Deckerville Eagles.
And Spangler able to cut him down, but finally this time, Deckerville is able to get that running game going. They kick it out to the left side, and they get a crucial block. Wyatt Janowak and Brendan Hanley seal the edge, and Kent Bowerman's able to hit the sideline.
It's the same hand play to Bowerman. He's inside the 3, down to the 2, close down to the mark, to the end zone line as that tackle pile moved forward. And it's going to be a 3-yard gain brought down by Grant Pampinow, middle linebacker. Second down, goal to goal from the 1-inch line.
First time tonight I've seen where when the offense and defensive lines have lined up, the offensive line of Deckerville is winning. Central Lake's line has won early this game, but on that play, stood up at the line of scrimmage, and that offensive line helped push him down to the goal line. Second goal from the 1.
Two-man backfield, and it's a handoff to Hanley, and he's in. Touchdown, Deckerville. From 1 yard out, Brendan Hanley runs in And we have a tie ball game with 6:34 left in the first half. 14-14, and Deckerville has a chance to take the lead with a two-point conversion.
Just a power running formation. Two running backs in the backfield side by side. That's Bowerman and Handley, and they give it to Handley real quick for that quick hitter fullback dive just off the right center, and he's into the end zone as he powers his way in. Now Deckerville ties it up at 14 apiece with a chance to take the lead for the first time today.
Receiver wide each way. Rumzik in the shotgun. And it's going to be quarterback keeper right up the middle, and he's in. Two-point conversion is good. Deckerville has taken the lead for the first time today. It is Deckerville 16, Central Lake 14, with 6:34 left in the second quarter, right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
The American farmer has always been a respected symbol of our country's values, and no one exemplifies the spirit of America more than our thumb area farmer. Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, an agricultural and commercial loan officer at Bayport State Bank. As a farmer's wife, I have seen firsthand how farms have changed over the years. Farms have gotten larger, the equipment more complex, input costs continue to rise, and that's where Bayport State Bank can help. We can help you devise a plan that works for you in your farm or business. Whether it's a short-term loan or a long-term business relationship, think of Bayport State Bank, your community bank. The staff and directors of Bayport State Bank would like to thank Thumb Area Farmers for their dedication and wishes our farmers a plentiful harvest this season.
Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, member FDIC.
All of us at Bayport State Bank wish the Deckerville Eagles good luck in today's 8-man state championship game. Go Eagles!
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Janowak's kick comes all the way down inside the 15, brought in by Spangler again and again. He muffs it, can't bring it in, has to turn around. He finally picks it up, and for no gain, finally brought down to the 13-yard line, a deep field again for Central Lake.
Well, special teams has killed Central Lake in this game, but to the benefit of the Deckerville Eagles, taking advantage of kicking it away from them, Wyatt Janowak, very accurate, boots it down inside the 20, as you mentioned, Clark, and Spangler unable to get underneath it, and he tries to make a running heroic catch. It goes through his hands, and the best thing he can do is cover it up and give his team the ball, but a long field position to go.
Two-man backfield is handoff to Papineau. Deckerville swarming to the ball. Papineau gets out to the 14-yard line. Tackle made by Travis Trigger off that front line. Only a 2-yard gain. Second down, 8 to go. Deckerville starting to close in those gaps.
Most importantly, they're swarming to the football. Travis Trigger stands him up. Curtis Vogel, Wyatt Janowak, they all come in and swarm tackle Papineau for a very little gain. And that's what's going to help Deckerville win this football game. They got to maintain Papineau with good tackling. And if you can't tackle him one-on-one, you got to get multiple defenders over there to stop him.
At the line, it's a handoff coming around the right end to Spangler. Has a lead blocker. And somehow he's still on his feet at the 20 and finally runs out of bounds. They're going to mark him out at the 21-yard line, a yard short, maybe 2 yards short of the first down. It's a 6-yard gain on Spangler, who had about 4 lead blockers in front of him, including his fullback. Third down, 2 to go from the 21-yard line.
Kenton Bowerman able to push him out of bounds short of that first down marker. But again, just goes to show you how well the Central Lake team, their guards and tackles pull out in front. They get good blocking, and it really is tough for Deckerville to slow him down.
Papineau blasts through the line, and he's finally brought down out of the secondary by Bowerman at the 35-yard line. Start that one at the 21. It's a 14-yard gain on third down. Conversion for first down at the 35-yard line. First and 10. It's 16-14. Deckerville leading by 2, though.
Nothing fancy with Grant Papineau, but it's straight ahead, head down, and when he gets through that defensive line, he's off to the races.
And it's a delayed handoff to Papineau up the middle, and he's out to the 39-yard line, out for a gain of 4. Tackle made, Brian, down by Curtis Vogel out of that linebacking core. 4-yard gain. Second down, 6 from the Central Lake zone 39-yard line.
Wyatt Janowak in the area as well, but same play again. Grant Papineau gets 4 straight ahead yards. Nothing fancy, just diving right into the teeth of that defensive tackle position into the linebacking core, and that's who's going to have to step up and cut him down quicker.
Mortensen on the keeper, rolls around to the left, has the first down inside Deckerville territory, and finally brought down by Curtis Vogel inside the 40, down to the 39-yard line. A big gain for the Mortensen on the keeper. flips the field into Deckerville territory.
And that's exactly what Central Lake wants to do. They want to power the football up the middle, and just when you least expect it, it looks like another handoff up the middle, and Mortensen rolls out to the outside. This time, Travis Trigger on the end buys in on that run up the middle,